Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You. It's unreal that we are in our final segment. It was a full hour with Dr. Susan Linder, but I mean, coping with stress regarding COVID-19 is just endless. I mean, and it's just so many things that are new to all of us, but it's happening to everybody all at once, you know. And you were, before we went to this break, you were talking about some of the clients that you have, some of the people that you're talking to, and kind of, I want to say how they're negative, how it's too much of watching the news. And so if you just want to continue where you were at when we had to go to break.
Oh, no, I was just saying that, you know, it's very easy to be negative and like, look what's happening. But I, you know, everyone should be reminded that it could always be worse. And trust me, there are many situations that I could share with you that I won't, where it really is worse. And we're not going to focus on, it's not a comparison, but what it is that all of us have to be, as I say, we have to be warrior spirit souls. And we have to focus, redirect our thoughts, reframe the negative, and take action from a place that is positive thoughts, positive affirmations, and also action, positive actions. You know, you have to walk the walk and talk the talk. So if you think that maybe it would be nice to go out to the garden, it's time then to get out to the garden and do that. It's you know, just taking a walk around the neighborhood is really nice. I know more people that have gotten to know their neighbors during this pandemic than I ever have.
Oh yeah, people, definitely.
Yeah, right? People have planted flowers. People have had like parties in their backyard, 10 people or less. And everyone's like 6 or 8 feet apart, and it's doable. If there's a will, there's a way. And if somebody doesn't have the will, then you know, then you need the support. There's your red flag. If you don't have the will to really try to figure out how you can either adjust to this, cope a little bit more effectively, create some new, let's say, hobbies, or just to go back to something that feels nice and familiar and is safe and nurturing, that's your red flag to know. Then you do need to make that call to 311, to our town, or call your doctor. But there's so many other things. I really believe the community is empowered, and we are empowered within ourselves. And this reflection to look within, it not only is it feasible, but it can manifest in wonderful new opportunities to live life a little bit more, maybe calmer and
simpler,
right?
Yeah.
And with a little bit more content.
Absolutely.
And listen, even look at this. Usually we're meeting, Christina schedules these great, you know, programs for us, and all of the hosts, we're rushing to get to the radio station, right? We've got to get there on time, right? And everything. And look at this. It wasn't such a rush to do this Zoom because we had it scheduled, right? And it's sort of like, look at this. I mean, for me, it's an hour and 10 minutes that it took out of my time to get to the radio station because we're doing it here. So now inside of myself, I'm a little bit calmer and a little, you know, having a nice day. Yeah.
I see Christina shaking her head. Yes, yes, yes. So I know that, you know, we're all feeling it. Like Christina and I have something similar. You know, we are people that are in auto too. Like, you know, we just go places. We do things, we have appointments, we don't stop, you know, the family, the cooking, the this, the that. I mean, I'm, you know, I work full time. I teach yoga. I go to the gym. I've got, you know, older kids, but you know, I'm busy. I'm busy, and that's just how it's been. And this has been the biggest change in my life. I mean, most people too. So I'm just saying, like, but you know what? I don't want to say I'm kind of getting used to it, because I do miss the just even knowing that I can get in my car and I can go to the gym, or I can go meet a friend, or I can drive to work. I can go, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, there is some pluses, like you were saying, you know, and you're almost like, it's like almost a return to a simpler time. You know, we're not going out to dinner. We're not ordering in as much, you know, we're cooking, you're sitting with the family. You're kind of getting to know what everybody else is doing. You know, like I feel my sons are in their 20s and doing all different things, but like I feel like I know what's going on more yeah. now. And they're, you know, and we're responsive to each other, you know? So I kind of like that. And I know that when, you know, one goes back to school and the other is both back to the job and all that on a regular schedule, it's just, it's going to change, you know, it goes back to that, I want to say rat race kind of thing, you know? But it has been enjoyable. And if people can hold on to it, right, Otto?
Yeah. Well, I just want to go back to the words that Susan used there. And that is need the will. You need the will to want to be able to do something better.
Yeah.
And how do you get people, like it's a determination, you know, you need the will to want to do it. And you remember we had a guy on the show who is a friend of mine who went through two prosthesis legs over a period of time. And we had him on the radio for the reason that he was a good example of handling negative situation.
Yeah.
And how did he handle it? One of his big things was every morning when he was in a rehab place, which he was twice for 100 days, he would set a goal for himself for that day, whether it be, I'm going to get out of bed today.
Yep.
As a goal.
Yep.
That was the goal.
Yep.
It didn't have to be, I'm going to the moon.
Yes.
You know, you'd set a goal that for you
yeah.
is attainable, you know, and that goal may be, I'm going to make breakfast for myself today yep. or whatever.
Yes.
You know, but I agree with what yeah. your words were about you need the will. And I believe you have to work at developing the will. You know, you have to want to do it. And if you don't want to do it, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. You know, we have only a few minutes left. I'm not sure how many, but and to end this hour, and Dr. Susan, I would just love for you to kind of, you know, first let people know how, if they're interested in talking to you, are you available? Do you have take on clients, or what's your kind of availability? And also some like thoughts, you know, getting through this pandemic.
Well, you know, if our listeners have listened to the program so far, we already know that their wheels are spinning. So whether we mm-hmm. targeted, like, let's say, a coping strategy that may work for them, or we provided them with a resource, we know that our listeners are already thinking about, okay, I have to maybe think outside the box. And thinking mm-hmm. outside the box is really, there you go. There's your affirmation that you're getting the best out of the pandemic, because now you're looking at things that are maybe a little bit different and maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but that's okay. We're resilient. We can persist and we persevere. And yeah, I do see patients and I do see clients in my private practice, but I'm only doing telemental health right now. And I do have a book that's coming out in the late fall, and it's called Reset. It's called Reset Your Soul.
Reset Your Soul. Okay. And where would that book be available?
It's going to be available on all the web, like, you know, Amazon and Kindle.
Amazon.
And all of that good stuff. And I have some websites that this pandemic for me has been great, because I completed all my websites and they'll be up and running. And I have some really great mental health resources on my website, which is going to be part of a radio show that I'll be doing on AM starting in the late fall. It's called
Wonderful. What's the website?
It's called KeepingLifeReal.com.
KeepingLifeReal.com. No spaces.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Could you say that one hair slower for us hard of hearing older people?
Yeah, well, the website will be up probably by early next week, if not the end of next week, because it's linked to some other websites that I have also. But it's called KeepingLifeReal.com.
Keeping Life Real.
On that website, I have a lot of resources and support for mental health, and just a lot of links to other resources. So if people are interested in knowing, like, what is anxiety, what is ADHD, it doesn't matter the population, whether it's children, middle-aged, older age, it's on there. And then there's a link on there for my book, resetyoursoul.nyc. And then I have one other website, which if somebody visits, they'll see. It's a certain modality that I do with therapy. It's called QHHT. A lot of people don't do it, but for those who are interested, it's called Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique. It's really quite a, I don't know, profound intervention for those who really have persistent mental health issues that really need some resolution where traditional psychotherapy hasn't worked in the past.
That sounds like another show, Christina. We'll have to do that. That sounds very interesting. And just so you know, Dr. Susan, that anybody can call 311. Christina has all your contact information. So if you weren't able to get the website, you know, you can always call 311. We'll make sure that they get contact.
Definitely.
Contact.
I'm always here for the community. The community's been excellent to me. And I am very appreciative, and I really feel like giving back is very important to me. And that's my little contribution.
Well, you're doing great work. And I know that, you know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people looking into this. And, you know, it's just a lot of great, great information. I was thinking, someone once told me it was that the three or four D's when we were talking about anything, not just food, but it's delay. I can't remember them though. Now I'll have to remember them, give them to Christina. It's delay, delay for 10. And then, it, I don't know if you're familiar
I'm
with
not.
Those. Like you delay, it's delay. And then you kind of, the next step is, you know, like, do you really want it? And then, you know, just kind of like evaluating what's going on, you know, before you indulge in that piece of cake, or, you know, before you pick up that cigarette, because that's another thing that, you know, I people are going back to smoking too, which is, you know, they have all this time to be alone. So it's like, do you really want to go back there? You know, kind of,
you know, I think, let me just piggyback on that quickly. But I remember like probably last year when I was on one of the shows, we had spoken about coping strategies and we were saying how, whether it's food, whether it's cigarette smoking, whether it's online gambling, whether it's online sex, whether it's online, it doesn't really matter. Alcohol, drinking, smoking, marijuana, vaping, online sex, you know, porno, gambling, whatever it should be. Everyone needs to know those are coping strategies. And we're not saying that thoroughly bad. There's no judgment here because I'm not into judgment. I have eliminated the word that this is good, good and bad and not in my dictionary. Okay. So we're not judging it, but we have to look that if anything is in excess, that's when, you know, it becomes a problem. So if the eating is in excess, okay, you want to take a drag or a cigarette, if that's something in your repertoire, but if it becomes something where you're going cigarette after cigarette, guess what? Now it's become a negative coping strategy. It's not effective and it has long-term negative repercussions, right? So it's something to talk about, right? Down the road.
All great stuff. You know, we're at the end of the segment. Of course, it just flew by. Wonderful information. I'm sure you'll be back again. If anybody listening wants to get in touch with, you know, Dr. Susan, we have the information. Christina's got all of her contact. We want to thank you so much for spending this hour with us, and look forward to, you know, speaking with you again. We'll be back with Project Independence.
Thank you so much. Thank you.